This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, August 6. Born again. Our reading comes from John chapter 3. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you're doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and do you not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him." One of the key images Jesus teaches is that all who believe in him have new life. Faith in Jesus is not an add-on to our lives or an accessory we can just pay attention to once in a while. Our faith in Jesus is meant to transform our entire being so that we're changed and become newly born, newly created. Nicodemus came to Jesus with questions, and Jesus used the image of being born again to help Nicodemus understand how radically we must change to become his followers. Jesus said that the only ones who can experience the kingdom and understand his teaching are those who are born again. To explain further, he said we need to be born of water and the Spirit. This is likely a reference to baptism and the gift of the Holy Spirit, which people receive when they become believers in Christ. Today, we might associate the idea of being born again with a dramatic conversion story. But rebirth in Christ is not a one-time event. Discipleship involves a continuous dying and rising with Christ. As we grow in faith, Jesus cleanses us from sin and reshapes us in his own image. Again and again, we must allow him to reshape our priorities, change our attitudes, and empower us for service. In what ways has the Lord reshaped you lately? Pray with me. Lord, continue to show me how I must be born again. Show me the parts of myself that need to be cleansed and changed, and make me new in your perfect image. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.